Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to another edition of Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vincent LeBay. That's yours truly. Please give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'd like to thank all the folks in the chat room already getting down to it. We got Blue Sky 69, Emil Rose 7. Male 47, Mystic Butterfly 11, OW, Seriously Sensual, and Tracy Gamore. Wow, already getting to town in the chat room. People are there, just emoticons are abundant in the chat room. My Blog Talkers group on Facebook is blowing up. This has been really cool. This is the most fun I've actually had with Facebook ever. Just making this little Blog Talkers group. It's only 30 people, but people are always on. So if you do a show, somebody's bound to show up, right? And look at this, Lady Slugga joining the party. Welcome, baby. Thank you, ladies, for joining me, and Male 47. Isha, also in the building. I think it just might be me, OW and me that are the males in the chat room right now. I could be mistaken. I don't even know. The OW might be a chick for all I know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm already friend with OW, but I don't remember he or she going by OW. Oh, Male 47 was 77 human last night. Nice. Lady Slugger asks if I want to get down and dirty tonight. Absolutely. Especially if you call in. That makes it all the more possible. And the number to do that, folks, 347-826-7667. Really, really appreciate the love I'm getting here in the chat room already. It's going to be a good show, kids. speaking of kids, once you wake up the kids, call the neighbors, email your grandparents, Facebook your friends from high school. It's right around the corner, kids. It's Disorderly Conduct. It's your host, Vince in the Bay. Taking calls 347-826-7667. I got a few things I'm going to get into in a minute, but your calls take priority. So you got to give me a call at 347-826-7667, and we can get things going. And you ladies can take turns buttering me up, and we'll get down to business later in the program, if you know what I'm saying. I appreciate you ladies tuning in, considering that I don't want to tell you what you're missing, but I don't know what I'm missing, so why don't I just not even go there. I'll tell you where I do want to go. I'd love to go to Amsterdam for the Cannabis Cup. I think that'd be cool, among other things. So right before I started the program here, I uploaded a bunch of stuff. I can't even remember everything I put up on here, but I got some. We're gonna have a good time, ladies. Take your coat off, relax, put your bag down. Just stay a while. We got a lot of excitement on the way. We're gonna ease into it. We're gonna work it up slowly and tenderly, and Rambo. Look at that, Rambo in the chat room as well. Rambo, it's just me and you in a bucket full of VMAC and Nail 47 and a boatload of ladies. So take your pick, guys. One at a time, please. We'll do it like in a draft. We'll do like a draft order. You know what I'm saying? Like fantasy football.
Thank you. Very nice.
You're welcome. God, I have so many gosh darn music tracks on here. It's ridiculous. I don't even know. Like, I don't even remember the names of the stuff that I just uploaded like 20 seconds ago. Anyways. Here's something new. This just came out today. Enjoy this. It's CeeLo Green right here on Disorderly Conduct. Give me a call, ladies. 347-826-7667. If you don't, then fuck you.
And all
you have it, new CeeLo. That's his new single. I was thinking the other day, like, what were the Elektra, the record label people thinking when CeeLo's people approached them and said, okay, so the first single is going to be called Fuck You. I would have loved to have been able to fly on the wall in that meeting. Excuse me, the first single from CeeLo's new record is going to be what? It's going to be Fuck You. And how does it go? Well, it says, it goes, fuck you and fuck you too. Can you imagine what that pitch was like? Anyways. And the video went viral, like, what, weeks ago. It's a catchy tune. You got to give it up. CeeLo's got a great voice. That's the record just dropped today. And I heard, previewed some of it earlier, and it sounded pretty good. He's got a great voice, no doubt about it. If you can't get enough CeeLo, then you should go ahead and download that. There's a lot of tracks on it, and there's like four different remixes of Fuck You. I mean, basically, that song and video cannot be, you can't even do it like a censored radio version of that, right? I mean, it's just, unless they turn it to fudge or just bleep it altogether. Anyways, that goes out to all you ladies. I know you enjoy the CeeLo, and your main man here, Vincent LeBay, enjoys CeeLo too. Why don't you folks see your way to give me a call, 347-826-7667. Vincent LeBay here with you, broadcasting live for the next hour and 40 minutes. That's an hour and 40 minutes to take your call and go one-on-one with me. Or we can do a threesome or a foursome or tag team, straight-up orgy, whatever, train, gangbang, you name it. We'll just let it sort of ferment organically. Anywho, so I'm on the Twitter right now. I love Twitter. That's my thing. And I don't know if you folks know this, but the number one trending topic right now, the number one hashtag is Things Black Girls Do. And some of these are pretty funny. Some of these are all over the place. I wonder what you girls think of this. Because I think we do have some black girls in the, or black women. Maybe this doesn't pertain to the black women, the lovely black women that are with us in the chat room. But let me just go into some of these. Things black girls do. Go to African countries to adopt little kids. No, wait, dot, dot, dot. Another person says, swear that it's their real hair. Another person, this guy, Racist Andre, says, grow up to become strong black women who are the backbone to this country. No one is stronger than a black woman. Okay, he's taking that. Trying to suck up to somebody. Chris 13 Hester last tweet says, "No, I can't read that one. That's stupid." Some of these you have to like retweets and stuff, and people are commenting on them. It's just come on. Okay, here we go. Another person says, "Don't buy gifts for their man if it's outside their budget or their clearance racks." Go broke soon as they get the check on the first. Sick by a black man when he is at his worst and gives him a reason to want to do better. Say boy to grown ass. What? Never. Okay, sorry, folks. I should have pre-screened these. Some of these are just retarded. I just loaded it. I don't know. go to twitter.com and look at the trending worldwide. Number one is things black girls do. Maybe I'll take a little break here and try to find some of my favorites and share them with you. If you guys have anything, that maybe that could be our topic. If you want to call in and tell me, share some stereotypical things black girls do, or maybe something that we don't know that black girls do that might not fall into the typical stereotype. You know, little known facts, I like to call them. Damn, radio just left a damn long message in the chat room. This is a long one. I think it's important, though, because it's in all caps. Actually, Isha, tonight it's not Grape Kush. Tonight it's Purple Pineapple. And I did have some Lemon Kush earlier. I think I'm going to try this J7. I don't know what this is all about. I'm always skeptical of medication that has numbers in it. But you know how it is. Anywho, give me a call, 347-826-7667. The glory rolls on. Let's get down. Call me right now, 347-826-7667. And let me know. It doesn't even have to be things black girls do. If you want to call and just tell me things that you do, that'd be great. Wheelock is here. My God, the chat room is filling up. I really appreciate the love, ladies and gentlemen. And if you want to spread the love here on the airwaves or the internet waves, whatever it would be, feel free to do so. 347-826-7667. I'll be right back. Oh yeah, that's music right there, folks. It's Brick doing Daz Band, which if you go onto iTunes and look for Daz Band, that's the Brick version. There's also the Daz Band version of it, which is pretty much similar but different instrumentation, different lineup, but it's the original is about the same, but it's kind of, it's not quite as funky as that version. That's the version that everybody kind of knows about. Anyways, that was Brick doing Daz. And Daz, what I'm talking about, give me a call, 347-826-7667. We're going to the phones now. And Seat Wayo, you're live.
How you doing?
You there? Who's that?
Rob.
Rob.
You'll catch on, man. Good music, man. It's good music, man. A lot of music, man.
Rob, okay, man. Yeah, glad you appreciate it. Seriously Sensual's got to duck out now, apparently. Well, thank you for stopping by, Seriously Sensual. I'm sorry you couldn't stay longer and play with us. It'll be great to have you on the show. Maybe we can get her on the show one of these times. I have a lot of fun in her show. She's a good one. She's Seriously Sensual. It's not false advertising.
Really?
Yeah. Add her, dude. Totally add her on BTR. She's worth it. Good times in that show.
Okay.
And by the way, Male 47, a.k.a. 77 Human, he is male. He's single. He's available, ladies. We had, who was it in here yesterday? It was Melissa, I think. She's like a Marine. She was giving him the once-over. It was interesting. It was sort of like they were doing like a what do they call that? The flash dating or whatever, or you know what I'm talking about?
I'm too drunk to figure that out.
I forgot what it's called. It's like they'll have like a bar or something. They'll have they'll have a bunch of singles, right? Equal number guys and girls, and they'll all have like different tables where everybody meets everybody one-on-one for like 3 minutes. And then at the end of the night and at the end of the whole thing, I forgot what it's called. It's called like flash dating or something. I don't know. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I'll have to look into it. I'll have to Google that.
Yeah. You might help me out with that. Yeah. You play some great music, man. I just had to stop by and show some love, man. So.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah, I got quite a little archive here. I've uploaded all kinds of stuff lately.
I was in your chat room. I got kicked out for some reason.
What's your name in the chat room?
Wheelock.
Who?
Wheelock.
Willow?
Wheelock.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wheelock. Got it.
Yeah, I can't come back in.
So what do you think of that new CeeLo? Have you heard that new CeeLo?
No, I probably haven't. Probably haven't. Go ahead and put it out there. Let me check it out.
Oh, we already checked it out. That's all I have.
Oh, man. I got to come back and check the archives.
Well, I bet you these chicks don't fucking care if I play it again. Didn't you hear it, though? The Fuck You song?
No, I didn't. I came in just right after that. I kept seeing that.
Oh.
Fuck you, fuck. I thought I didn't know what the hell I walked in on. What the hell?
All right. You got part of it. Yeah, look it up. Actually, you know, you should look it up on YouTube.
What
this
is
video,
it?
It's CeeLo Green, fuck you video. And, yeah, it's not exactly work safe, work friendly, whatever. Not safe for work, as it were.
Oh, yeah, I think I found it.
Thank you, very nice.
All right, we're going to keep things going here with some classic funk from the golden era of the funkiest music that came out in the in the history of funk. Here's Pick Up the Pieces. We'll be right back.
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches.
347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay, taking calls, 347-826-7667. We were talking a little bit, we were using some naughty words there for a while. I think we might have offended some folks and cleared out a part of the chat room there. I apologize if I offended anyone, but it looks like the core constituency, the people that know what's up, is still here with us. And I want to thank A Monet 28, Damn Radio, Isha 2004, Lady Slugga, Mel 47, OW, Rambo Librand Radio, Tracy Gamore, and Uncle Bobby. Good old Uncle Bobby with us. Great to have you here, bro. He's got a show going on tonight. I got your message, Uncle Bobby. Sorry I didn't get back to you. But your show will be starting right after my show. So you're welcome to come on my show and plug your show if you like. That'd be great. I'd be happy to visit your show. I don't know if I can stay for the whole thing. Uncle Bobby's show is going on at 4 a.m. Eastern. That's 1 a.m. Pacific, which is past my bedtime, girls. You know how it is. By that time, it's belly rub time. So that's the thing is, it's like, if a girl can't give a really good blowjob, if she at least knows how to rub your belly, that's, sometimes it's just as good. Nice belly rub will make up for so-so head. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so I saw that Conan O'Brien had 4 million viewers last night for his first show. Better ratings than all the other competition. Jay Leno, Jon Stewart, and Stephen Colbert. Coco is back, kids. He's got a very, very loyal following. I don't know if it's going to, of course, I don't think it's going to be 4 million every night, but still, that's great numbers for TBS. I'll tell you what, I haven't watched TBS except for maybe basketball at all. Suddenly, I'm turning there. Conan also is sporting the Joe Miller beard, I like to call it. Going with that, really, because like I think I remember for a while there, he did a little internet video sketch YouTube type thing, and he had a beard, but it was way more unkempt and big. Now it's like nice and, you know, closely trimmed. But it's like, it's almost borderline 5 o'clock shadow, you know? Anyways, Andy seems to think Conan's done too many drugs. Oh, maybe he has. Maybe he, I wouldn't say he's on drugs right now, per se. But yeah, I don't think he would have been permitted to have a beard in at NBC or CBS, one of the big networks. Since he's on cable, he can do the beard. It's like, I think that's what's ultimately going to be Joe Miller's downfall. Lisa Murkowski is going to defeat him because he's got a beard and she doesn't. And it's like an unkept beard, too. It's like, dude, have a beard. Don't have, like, some scruff and call it a beard. Anyways, I digress. I apologize to Ron. Was it Ron or Rod? I don't know. I'm not with the program here. My producer didn't give me my notes. That's my producer, Amy, who's in the chat room right now. She was supposed to get me my show prep, and I didn't receive it. So thanks, Amy. Appreciate that. I want to thank everybody in the chat room once again. A-Monave28, Damn Radio, Isha2004, Lady Slugga, Male47. Who's single, by the way, ladies and gentlemen? Single, available. He's, I think he's been tested. I think he's clean. I think he's got washboard abs. And I think he's got, if I do remember correctly, I think he's got a little tramp stamp of a unicorn. Rambo's asking me what's I'm snorting. Was I sniffing? Did you hear something that I didn't? I don't know what you're talking about exactly, Rambo. I wasn't snorting anything, nor do I claim to have snorted anything on this program. Uncle Bobby, I don't know if you were listening a second ago, but I told you that yes, I will call into your show. Uncle Bobby's doing a show that's coming on after mine, and I'm going to probably hang out there for a little while after my show. So everybody head over there after Disorderly Conduct, and we'll, after Disorderly Conduct, I'd like you to orderly file your way over to Uncle Bobby's show and continue to let the glory roll on over there. Thank you, Uncle Bobby, for joining us. Ladies, feel free to dial in. You remember the number. It's 347-826-7667. Let me know your thoughts on Conan's beard or Joe Miller's beard or anybody's beard that's in pop culture at the moment. Mustaches as well. I think there should be a mustache channel if there's not one already. Just, you know, I think John Stossel's mustache and Geraldo's mustache, John Bolton's mustache, Tom Selleck's mustache, these mustaches, these facial hair, there's different facial hair needs. They need their own network, basically. So they each have their own show on the Mustache Network. I can't believe that doesn't exist yet. Let's start it, folks. Let's start the Mustache Network. Oh, and you know who would be just newly indicted, who would just get their new show on the Mustache Network? We would totally sign, what's his name? The beard dude from the Giants, Brian Wilson. That guy would definitely be on the Mustache Network. Fear the beard. All right, we got some calls here. Let's go to the phones. 614, you're on the air. Identify yourself, please.
Producer in the house.
Who?
It's me.
Oh, your thanks. Producer. My producer, Amy. My producer, Amy, decides to show up, folks. I've been doing this show for about 2 weeks now, pretty much straight. And producer Amy's been a part of like half of one show. She comes in to the studio hungover, if she comes in at all. I can't believe it. She's a slacker. I put up with it.
It's all in NyQuil. I just can't help it. I'm sorry.
So what's going on? You like? Are you in favor? Do you like Conan's beard?
I love Conan's beard. I love Conan, period. But I love the beard. Wow.
So girls like something that's a little prickly.
Yeah, I've always liked like guys with goatees or whatever. I'm not like a big fan of just like a mustache, but yeah, a goatee or a beard is good. For sure.
All right, let's see. We have another caller here. 814, you're on the air. Please identify yourself.
It's the lady Slugger.
Oh, my word.
Hello, Amy.
Hey, lady. This is great.
Oh, my word, what?
It's another Vince sandwich. It's two of the sexiest girls that I know on Blog Talk Radio. And me, in an audience, and now we can perform for the audience here. We'll get a little threesome going here in a minute, folks. But first, we need you to join us here, make it a foursome, a fivesome, whatever. It can be just a full on. It'll be just a full on train on me. Everybody will get a shot at me. There's plenty of loving to go around, kids. Even you, Rambo, I got plenty of love to go around for you as well. So long as you call in 347-826-7667. So, Lady Slugger, you have your show today, right?
What did you say?
Wait, I'm sorry, Amy, what?
I said, yeah, come on, you horny mofo. I'm talking to Rambo.
So, Lady Slugger, you had your show today.
Yes, I did. I wasn't going to, but I was in such a good mood, I couldn't resist.
Sweet.
It went good. I actually had a surprise guest that I really didn't think was going to come to my show, but yeah, I was glad. Christine Klein popped her head in and hung out for most of the show. She liked the music and stuff like that.
Who's that? Who's Christine Klein?
She has a website right now that's called stepinthenameoflove.org. She's the woman that wrote that book about R. Kelly, her relationship with R. Kelly.
She's a gold digger, professional gold digger.
No, don't say that. She's actually a really nice woman.
God, I wish I had that EPMD song right now. Just go to that right now. Bam. Sorry, I cut you off. What were you saying?
No, I was saying she's
tell me about her. I've never heard of her.
Oh, well, like I said, her website is stepinthenameoflove.org, and it'll tell you a little
about
her.
Say that again, slower. Hold on. Step?
In the name of love.
.org. Step. In the name of love.org.
Right.
Okay.
And it tells a little about herself and about the book that she wrote, stuff like that. I've heard her on
Sex
two other shows.
Sex Addicted Life with R. Kelly. Wait, is this the chick that got peed on? Is that what this?
No. She wasn't a groupie. She was his woman. Like I heard
What's
her
the
on
difference?
Two other shows.
What's the difference?
What's the difference? Like I said, she was his woman, not a groupie. Them groupies are not women. They knew they were.
Yeah.
I know that they were younger, but you know.
Yeah,
come on,
groupies were like 14-year-old boys, weren't they?
Oh God.
They were 14-year-old girls that looked like little boys. Maybe they weren't boys. But yeah, he's a little weird for that. But they knew they were being videotaped, and they knew he was peeing on them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's disgusting.
Word.
Word.
So she's addicted to sex too, or just he is?
I think she's referring to him.
Oh.
that he was.
So she facilitated his addiction for sex, but she herself did not have an addiction to sex.
Right.
Her addiction was probably R. Kelly.
She stuck it out as long as she could, but, you know how that goes. Gold Read
digger.
The book.
Cha-ching.
No, she wasn't.
Cha-ching. All right, I'll check it out right after I read George Bush's book.
Thank you, very nice.
What is that? KMT lives in me. Am I saying that wrong? He says his sick ass should be punished for that. I think he was punished, wasn't he?
Are you talking about...
I'm talking about somebody in the chat
room. R. Kelly? R. Kelly?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Soundgarden's on Conan. They're old.
Yeah, they kind of are.
Can't believe those guys are still playing. I remember seeing those guys at... Greek Theater in like 94. Good show.
There's only 7 chat rooms open right now on BTR.
Uh-huh.
And you're
and
one
you
of
people
them.
Are stuck in mine.
Because you're pimping it now on BTR, man.
That's right. That's me and my ladies are holding it down. Plus my boy V-Mac and Rambo. Uncle Bobby's hanging out. He's got a show coming up and right after this. It's an hour away. We're an hour away from Uncle Bobby going live. I'll probably cruise by there after this program. After I've brought both Lady Slugga and Amy up to Climax, and then I'll move on.
What's Uncle Bobby talk about?
I went to his page.
I don't know.
Read
Uncle
it a
Bobby.
Little.
Uncle Bobby should come on to the program right now and promo his show.
Yes, he
Bobby,
should.
Bobby, give us a call 347-826-7667. Tell the ladies here a little bit about yourself and your program, what you do. I came onto his show. Oh, I think we scared him off. He's gone. Oh, poor guy.
His show says that he plays funny songs and stuff like that. I tried to go to his Facebook, but it's a broken link.
Yeah. I hung out with Uncle Bobby one night, and he said that it was one of his highest-rated shows. I don't know why. There was like 4 people in the chat room, but which is usually what more than what I have in my chat room. But tonight's been an exceptional occurrence, but Uncle Bobby, apparently he's got a job where he has to work the graveyard shift, and like to get ready for that, he just got a new job working the graveyard shift. To get ready for that, he started hosting BTR shows late at night, and I just happened to catch one of his BTR shows, and he's like halfway through, he's like, dude, you're my co-host for the show. Is that cool? I'm like, yeah, whatever, dude. Cool.
And it's only the both of you listening to it.
it's either like calling to fuck with you or like listen to Freedomizer or some shit.
Yeah, I was reading that Freedomizer radio. Your listeners,
I mean, don't get me wrong. I
good.
Like the conspiracies. I like some of the conservative talk and debate and stuff. It's great, but there's just a lot of it, and it gets old after a while. And I swear to God, every time I come on to BTR, it doesn't matter. Freedomizer's on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like always on, they're always like the first thing that pops up when you, because I always go to what's on air. Like whenever I go, log out of BTR, just automatically go to on air shows. First thing every time is Freedomizer.
Yeah.
Oh. God.
What was the very, very first Blog Talk Radio show that you ever listened to?
Oh, geez. I don't know if I can even remember. I don't know. The show that I remember calling into religiously first, though, was the Mrs. PG show.
Yeah, that's one of the first ones
that
I've seen.
When I found those people, that's when I got kind of hooked on BTR. They were doing shows like all day long. Like, and I would call in or listen to all of them. Like, seriously, there were like five of them. They all had their own account. They all had like three accounts each, and they just hosted shows 24 hours a day in the building.
Do.
They were like a full on BTR multimedia empire. Good for them though, because I heard the Milwaukee is kind of boring.
Yeah, but their artists are doing their thing right now. Radio, on his show today, I believe it was his niece, maybe, or his cousin,
uh-huh.
a chick that he had on his show, and she was a really good artist. She sang pretty good on his show. And he had Nene on there, too, so they're the new Milwaukee princesses on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're
Nene's,
young. You
Nene.
Know, Nene is like 18, I think.
I know,
but
she's barely legal. I don't even believe that. I think she sounds like she's like 13.
His niece is like 15, I think. That was on the
yeah.
show.
Insane. Well, hopefully she makes it big and, you know, have her sign up for freaking... What is that show? American Idol?
Yeah.
Try out for that. And if that doesn't work, just go into porn.
Your listeners panel looks great.
Yeah, I want to thank everybody for hanging out. There's a Blog Talk newbie. It's interesting.
Who'll be changing that name
talk.
Soon?
Is that just defaults to that? Like, you know, you just sign up, you don't create a name, it just defaults to Blog Talk newbie. Hi, everyone. Hi, Blog Talk newbie. Everybody, you know, let's go around the room. Everybody... Introduce yourself to Blog Talk Newbie. He's a newbie here.
He won't be a newbie for long.
He'll be sickly.
Watch
just
out.
Like the rest of us.
This, watch out, Blog Talk Newbie. This is a wicked harem here of females. Assuming here, Blog Talk Newbie is a dude. I mean, it doesn't matter. I don't know. I want to thank Kim. How do you say that? Kim lives in me.
KMT lives in me.
KMT lives in me. I don't know. I don't get it. Do I have to dig deeper? Hi there. Yes, I am. What? I'm sorry, Blog Talk newbie. Since you're a newbie, there's a delay here. Okay. So, well, you found the emoticons. It's good. It's good. So when we say something, there's like a 3 or 4 second delay. So we're saying stuff as you're typing, and like you'll say yes I am, and I don't even remember what I asked you. Oh, you're a male. Okay, Blog Talk Newbie is a male. Oh, we lost. What was he, 77 human? but he was male 47 today or something. I can't keep up with these names. It's so, you people are so difficult.
We can't all be Vince in the Bay.
Yeah, right?
Of course not. That's why I'm here, to spread myself around.
Petey's in the chat room now.
Who is?
Petey. Petey of L.A.
Oh, yeah, PD of LA, welcome to the show. We have another caller on the line, 225. You're live.
Yo.
Yo.
What up, Vince? My nizzle for shizzle on a rizzle sizzle. It's your
okay.
Boy, PD, man. What's happening?
PD.
Yes, sir.
Either way, PD of LA. PD of LA.
Yes, sir. PD of LA. This is Mike, man. What's happening?
Oh man, Dan, I'm nothing much, dude. You're listening to it.
Yeah,
it's great
to
have
you
actually on the air.
Yep.
Appreciate
that,
bro.
I'm gonna call in. The chitlins are sleeping. You know, it's like, man, I got to creep. You know, but I can't because of the air, how loud I am.
Yeah, it's like me and my wife. I just try to wait till she nods off to sleep, and then I steal up away up here and do my program.
So that's how it is.
Don't tell my girlfriend about my wife, though.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. You know, but yet I still get slapped in the face for some reason, man. What the fuck's up with that? What's up
with
that?
That's what I'm saying.
How do you keep from getting slapped? That's what I want to know.
Money.
I don't slap, but I like being slapped.
Hey, Monet, I mean...
Lawyers.
You know, I'm trying to get that to be my girlfriend. Well, I still got my wife, you know, but she... I'm just trying to figure out how I can get with that without getting slapped from another one, you know what I'm saying? Can you help
me
out?
The trick is... The trick is you don't want them to find out about each other, but then once they do, you gotta play them off each other. Like that guy in the Chilean mines, he had what, like 5 women he was seeing on top of being married?
Nah, man, I gotta be honest. You know, like that dude on TLC, he got like 17 wives and shit. You know what you're talking about? Blonde-headed guy, he got like 25 wives and shit. He's hitting everything in the world, and his wives are like, hey, how you doing? Did you have sex with my husband last night? Oh, was it good? Damn, I got started.
Those women are retarded. They all need helmets for Christmas.
Who's this? Who's talking right now? Who's that?
That was Lady Slugga.
Yeah, it's Lady Slugga.
Hey, what's
Lady
up,
Slugga?
Lady Slugga? What's happening? I didn't know you was on here.
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. What's happening?
Not much. Pimping it out here with Vince. On his radio show. Disorderly.
From where? Bronx? You're in the Bronx, right?
No. No, I'm in Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh.
Oh,
okay.
No, she's in,
she's in
Staten
York.
Island.
Oh, okay. My bad. Sorry.
She's Amish, actually.
Amish?
Now, you see, if you would have held that 9mm up in your picture... With the little tat on side of your gun, I would have known exactly where you was from, you know. Hey Vince, what's the code for Amish? Isn't it OMH on the side of your gun? The side of your pistol, OMH?
I have no
idea.
You
like me, I got CP3 on the side of my 9mm because, you know, I'm from New Orleans.
C3PO?
OMH. Huh?
Never mind.
What you got on the side of your?
I'm just getting retarded.
No, really, man. You got to have that on. It's like a tattoo on the side of your gun. You got to let them know what set you claiming, man. CP3 is Calio. It's Calio Third Ward. What? I mean, you don't have that?
Do you put those initials after the serial number that's scratched out?
No, it's right there where the casing comes out of your gun. You got to have that in right there inside of your where it disposes your empty caliper.
Oh
If you don't, you'll get arrested for not having it there.
Oh.
Like, I had CP3 because I was from the third ward. Y'all don't have that?
I don't have a
like,
gun.
They take the serial number, plus you have to have a stamp. What area of the
town? I don't really handle my guns. I have somebody that takes care of that stuff for me.
No, but really.
I have a gun handler.
Wow. Okay. Well, I thought everybody had to have the area of what that gun was in.
Have you been to California? Have you been to California lately?
I wish I would have. Actually, I mean,
that's how it is now. That's how it's like here. Come visit.
So y'all don't have to have the area with the.
Pay 90%. You pay 90% of your income in taxes, but you get a lot of free things. It's great.
Like what?
90% of your
free?
Income in taxes.
Coca-Cola. Does the owner come knock on your door every now and again and say, "Hey, wake up, you fucker"?
No, but that was a great enactment. Melinda N. is here. Melinda N., you just missed your friend 77 Human, who today is going by Guy 47.
He's probably guest 75 too now.
No, he's not guest 75. He's got a real account. He names himself. He probably is guest 75. This is like... That would be a trip though, because you need to fuck with people. Like every once in a while, you would actually be able to tweet something or post something in the chat room. If you had a legitimate account, but you just decided to name it Guest 75. Holy shit, Melinda drops a link bomb into the chat room. What the fuck is this shit? Hot off the presses, Obama mentions Mumbai attacks. Meets with relatives of those killed, but neglects to mention Fort Hood Jihad massacre or meet with soldiers' relatives. This is a conspiracy in the making, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it right here. Melinda on the scene. What's the name? Malcontents? Is this your website, the two malcontents? Or is this just some random blog?
Hood Muslim Massacre?
Hey, Vince, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can totally hear you, man. What's up?
Okay. I thought you muted me. I'm sorry. No.
I usually do mute people, but I'm not really feeling like it right now.
All right. Well, look, man, do your thing, dog. You my boy. I don't care. I don't care. You are my dog. All right? You come to New Orleans, I got your back. I'm going to bust a cap in anybody's ass to mess with you, all right?
I heard that.
That's love right there.
We all heard that.
I'm not going to argue with that.
In the chat room, too.
Nah, man, I just wanted to share.
You know what my favorite place? You know what? I spent a lot. I was down in New Orleans for an extended period of time around New Year's a couple of years ago, and I had a great time there. And I really like.
Yeah.
You ever been to Tipitina's?
Yeah, come on, man, I live here. I've been to Tipitina's.
That's my little spot right there. Oh, dude, I used to. You've heard of Galactic, right?
Yeah.
I did some tour videos for Galactic.
Oh shit!
And the last time I linked up with them,
or you just visit?
No, I met them through a friend. They did a record with a friend of mine, and they came out to California and did a show, and I videotaped it and recorded it, the audio for it, and did a little video and sent it to them. And they liked it, and they're like, "Hey, you should just come out to our next show and whatever," and they did a tour and they had me do video on like half the tour. It was cool, man. I got to kick it with those guys, and they did this hip hop record with a bunch of these underground rappers. Charlie Tuna from J5, what's his name? Lyrics Born, Mr. Lift. I think they did a couple of local people. And they also did a song with and toured with my friend Boots from The Coup, who I did some videos for his YouTube channel. And that's how I got linked up with them. And last time they were out here, they called me up and said, hey, we're having our friend Big Frida come out and perform with us at the Fillmore. You should come out and videotape it. And I was like, right on. And so have you heard of Big Frida?
No.
The Queen Diva? Have you ever heard of bounce music?
Yeah, bounce, yeah.
Well, Big Frida is a bounce artist, and Galactic did a record, and they did a track with Big Frida, and sort of
okay.
It's sort of a Galactic take on bounce music. Here it is. I'll play it for you. This is Galactic with Big Frida.
Double
it.
I'm
this is 100% New Orleans right here. This is Galactic with Big Frida, all from New Orleans. Right here on Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, 347-826-7667. We'll be right back.
No more dreams, no more dreams, it's reality. No longer looking on the world, I'm on the galaxy. No more dreams, no more dreams, it's reality. Quit to tell them, you already know.
Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
On Disorderly Conduct, 347-826-7667 is the number to call. Once again, it's Vince here with you, along with Lady Slugga.
Hello.
And Amy.
What's up?
Are you partly comatose, Amy? Are you okay?
I took some NyQuil, and, like, it started kicking, but just a little bit.
Yeah, are you seeing unicorns yet?
Not yet.
Because I am.
You were, but, Amy, you were in the chat room talking about the NyQuil, or no?
Yeah, that was
yeah,
me.
That was her. Insanity. Wow, this Blog Talkers thing I did on Facebook kind of blew up.
Yeah, I know.
I think that I have like 30 people on it, and I just started it yesterday.
Every time
people,
there was somebody
if you're on Facebook, you should join our group we started on Facebook called Blog Talkers. It's an open group. I think that means like you can just sign up right there, and everybody that is in there can post when they're chosen, and it's cool. It's been great. I keep up with all the people. I just did it myself, like selfishly, just to list all the people's shows that, with the people that listen to some of the shows that I enjoy, and. And it just kind of blew up.
That's cool.
Tracy, in the chat room, she was holding it down with me last night, the last hour.
Thank you, very nice.
Well, there you have it. I'm just getting blown up on all sides here. I'm like in four different chats. I'm hearing things like pop and like ding, and it's driving me nuts. I can't believe it.
Yeah, it took me. Are you on MySpace by any chance? Either of you?
Technically, yes.
What? Yeah, MySpace kind of sucks anymore. I don't know who told Tom that shit that he did to the homepage is nice or somebody likes it, but I don't.
I haven't seen it. They redid it?
He redid the whole homepage, and it's like, ridiculous. I can't find none of my shit. And it took me like 2 days to realize the little dinging noise that I heard was MySpace IM that pops up now like Facebook. I thought my... laptop was the next target for Paranormal Activity 3. I was waiting for it to get dragged down my steps. I didn't know what the hell that sound was, and then I realized, oh, shit, I have, like, 30 IMs on MySpace across the bottom of my screen. I really don't like MySpace. I only use it to put my links up to my show.
Yeah, you know what? MySpace... The people that are still on there or still use it, they just, all they use it for is promote their band or promote their show or whatever.
Yeah.
They just randomly just add people. It's actually kind of annoying. I have no idea what's going on. I'm actually on it right now. I see you. You visited me. My visitors, does that mean that you visited me or I visited you? Turn off and browse
page,
anonymously?
It's people that visit your page that comes up in there, and it's funny because when they actually go to your page, their picture
a big picture of their face comes onto your page.
Yeah.
The pic that they have on their page comes on your page. Some of them look at that sometimes. You'll be surprised at some of the visitors that come to your page that show up in that panel.
Yeah, no shit.
Lot of
I don't know if past these characters are.
I see a lot of people
very
in
well.
Mine, and it makes you wonder, like, why the hell were they on my page? Why were they looking?
Mm-hmm. Well, mine actually has you on mine. Why the fuck are you looking at my page?
Because I love looking at Vince.
Really?
Of course.
I never knew. Oh, my God. I don't know what to say. Lady, I don't think of you like that, but wow.
You don't know what to say. As frisky as we were the first time I came on your show. You're trying to gangbang me and Amy.
Yeah.
Her underwear was across the other side of the room. Do you remember that one?
Mm-hmm. I do.
No, I don't, actually. Let's reenact it right now.
That's because you had too many cupcakes, Vince.
Oh, my God. That was, yeah. Those cupcakes are amazing. I've since found some brownies and also some cookies that are pretty good.
Didn't you say they had a website?
Yes, they do.
Oh, the cupcakes have a website. Yeah, Bliss Edibles. BlissEdibles.com, I believe. But if you just Google Bliss Edibles, you'll find it. It's delicious. I love the vanilla mint cupcake. All the cupcakes can't go wrong. And you'll want to eat the whole thing. It's better if you share it with somebody.
They have special ingredients in them?
Yes, they have special. For special.
That's interesting. And they deliver? You go to the site.
Probably.
They
should.
I think so. It's a website.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure.
That's pretty interesting. That'd be great to show up on my porch in my mailbox. Somebody mailing me cupcakes. I'm at the store buying tofu and Boca burgers, and they have cupcakes secretly delivered to my house. That'd be great.
Wow. The coolest hipster ups ever sold out. I did these videos with this guy, and it's called The Coolest Hipster Ever. If you go to myspace.com, coolest hipster ever. Some old school shit I did with this dude. It was a trip. There's all these videos. I think we even did a website for him, The Coolest Hipster Ever. Those are all the videos right there, though, I'm pretty sure. this guy's a character. He's also known as the Slacker Prophet. I've done so many videos with this guy, it's ridiculous. But this is the one that we had the most fun on, I think. It's the coolest hipster ever. Anyhow, I'm looking forward to making some individual videos with you ladies sometime soon. I should do a BTR tour. I was actually thinking about it. I was trying to come up with an idea to like just quit my job and just go around the country in a rent car or something, and just film some shit. But I don't know what I was going to film. Like, maybe I can go around the country and film all the BTR people around the country, like filming, you know, one episode of them doing their show and then making it into a documentary. Wouldn't that be tight?
Yeah, it would. You should so do it.
Would you be down for that, Lady Slugger? Is Lady Slugger still with us? Oh, should I
definitely mute her again?
How did I do that? Lady Slugger, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, sorry. I think I...
No,
somehow
I was
muted
just,
you on it, so.
No, you didn't mute me. I was disconnected, and I had a call back.
Oh. Yeah, so I'm my idea that I was thrown up in the air is this idea of going on a tour of the United States and linking up with as many blog talk radio hosts as I can and like filming them doing their show live like for one episode along the whole way and then cutting it together into like a documentary.
Wow, that's kind of cool. That's really kind of cool. What if they do their shows
BTR the
and
movie. BTRthemovie.com.
What if they do their shows naked and they're in their bedroom
oh, that's
on their laptop?
All the better. I can't wait. I hope it's going to be part porn. I think it's going to be rated X. Because that's the thing is I'm going to be naked at every recording. Now whether the host joins me or not, we'll have to see. Yeah, it might end up being a very not very watchable documentary. Might be just a lot of people in their big pot bellies in a bathrobe, you know, chain smoking menthols. That's just my show.
Chain smoking menthol? Who, you?
No, I'm just kind of stupid. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm fucking stoned. What do I know? I'll tell you what I do know. We got 27 minutes left. That's 27 minutes to take more calls. If you want to join us here, Tracy, you're more than welcome to call in. Melinda, I don't know if we've ever had Melinda call in. But I think she might be already asleep. I think Melinda tunes in and then like falls asleep during the show. It's right around her bedtime. That's just not... too bad because Melinda's she's frisky, she's fun, she's a good time. I think she's a Marine or an ex-Marine or something. I don't know, but it'd be great if she called in one of these times. Thanks to PD of LA for calling in earlier. It was cool to have
a little education on what's on the gun and stuff, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll have to check. I never really noticed that. I'll have to, next time I'm with my gun wrangler, I will ask him what the deal is.
Rambo is the gun wrangler?
Rambo. Oh, yeah. You know, if I could, I would hire Rambo as my gun wrangler. I know Rambo's looking for some work. Actually, maybe I should put this out here. This is a good time. Listeners, if you know anybody in the, I think it's Western Colorado area that's looking for ranch work or that needs like a ranch hand, somebody like that, Rambo is sort of a multidimensional, talented guy. He's on the run with his family. It's him, his wife, his two kids, or two dogs. They're on the ropes. I'm serious. They're on the ropes and they're just trying to get by. And he's looking for work. He's an honest guy. He sounds like a good guy. I think he means well. He's got the top-rated conservative talk show on BTR. So if anybody knows anybody, a friend of a friend of a friend that's looking to hire some labor, someone to labor for them, Rambo's looking for work. And I'm looking to take more calls, and we got one here from the 225. Identify yourself, please.
Me again, Vince.
Who?
Me.
Who's me?
Me.
Me.
Oh. Oh, dude. Hey, what's up, dude? All right, dude.
All right, thanks. Yeah, man. You might want to get you might want to bear back on that new stuff and go back to home.
Silence. I hate when that happens.
Thank you, very nice.
Yeah, that was like a weird, I don't know, something's up with your phone, man. Just like stopped. Vince.
Yeah, I'm here. I have not gone anywhere. I'm right here hosting the show as I have been for the last, oh man, it's been probably like a week straight now. I think I've been doing this show pretty much every night at 11 p.m. Pacific to 1 a.m. Pacific, what was our friend? Uncle something? Uncle
Bob.
Uncle
Bobby.
Uncle Bobby or Uncle Buddy or
Bobby.
Uncle Buck. I forgot his. Anyways, he was supposed to come through and promote his show. His show's coming on after mine. I don't know. I'm going to try to track him, his show down. If not, I might just have to take the ladies here and turn in. You. Tracy is going to be right back. Great. Tracy, you should try to call in. We got 20 minutes to go. You can call in, Tracy. Join us here. There's not enough sexiness in the room here.
Oh, yeah.
We're trying to keep it sexy for you.
Oh, really? What are you doing exactly?
Talking. Letting them hear our sexy voices.
Oh, yeah? What are you wearing?
I was just going to ask that.
Who's going to go first? Me? I'm wearing Elvis and the Chipmunk pajamas. Just furry ones.
Thank you, very nice.
Oh, man. That's great.
It's cold. What do you want? It's like 20 degrees out here.
Yeah, no
and here,
joke.
It's crazy. The first day of fall was just the other day, and like it's 20 degrees. Like, what the fuck?
It's like starting to snow.
I know. I dread the snow.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in a new apartment, too. I've only lived here a few months. So I don't know how the winter's going to be here. And I was always told, you know, people move out of apartments that they're not in for the winter because the heat sucks.
It really does. It really does.
So I don't know. I have an older woman that lives downstairs from me that, you know, I control my own heat, but so does she. So who knows if she's going to be cranking the heat up and I'm going to be up here dying. I don't know. But as of right now, it's really cold. Sucks.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll get Chauncey to warm up the Learjet, and we'll come out there. We'll pick you. I'll pick up Amy, and I'll pick up Slugga, and Amy and I will keep you warm tonight.
That sounds great.
That's the end game actually for this program. Is eventually I'll just be I'll have my Learjet that just flies around the globe, and I'll broadcast my BTR show from that. Oh, let's go pick you guys up, and we'll go party in Paris for like a day. Well, I'll just drop you back off.
You should broadcast all your shows from bed.
Who said I'm not? Oh yeah.
Well,
I already
you're recording this too.
Well,
like when you
we are recording it.
No.
Oh yeah, of course. Video. Oh yeah, it's gonna be on. Yeah, it's gonna be on video. It's gonna be on webcam. It's gonna be on Ustream and YouTube and YouPorn or whatever. It's gonna be on all that shit, dude.
This is gonna be fun.
That Ustream site sucks. I tried that.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. I fell asleep actually trying it. I watched it when I woke up, and I'm laying down, spread out on my couch, snoring like a monster on the video. I wonder how many people really seen that. I haven't been back since. I was so embarrassed. Like, really snoring. I'm laying on my couch with my head towards my laptop. So my face was right into the microphone, and I was snoring. My cats were fucking with me. Clawing at me and shit when I was sleeping. It was pretty crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, Ustream is like, I don't know. They don't have shows like we have. Like, we play music and talk about stuff. Any of the Ustream shows that I've seen are either people with the paranormal stuff where they're videotaping a chair all day long. You know what I mean? You just see something. If the chair
moves. In the dark.
And then there's shows, I seen a raccoon cam where they had a big spot that had 100 raccoons trying to kill each other. And then there's like girls, there's chicks that are on there that just like, it's like flirting with everybody. Like, they dance and do all kinds of just dumb shit. Like, that site's a little weird for me. I don't do the cam thing too good, or too much, really. I have done it, but, like, even,
oh, really?
you know BTR has the cam option.
Yeah, I know. I tried to use it. It doesn't, but you have to be, like, a premium member or some shit.
Because I always, whenever I'm on my show, I get so many IMs that it drives me crazy, but I don't only get the regular IMs, I get the cams. Like, get out of here. Are you kidding me? I'm not here to be on cam. Like, what am I going to do my show and play myself on cam? Like, these people are retarded.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
What?
PD says that you have them muted.
You're not muted, PD. What are you trying to... I unmuted you a while ago, PD.
Oh.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I was muted. I was trying to ask a question, but I don't know.
I saw that you said you're muted, that they were still talking, so I wasn't gonna interrupt them, but I unmuted you.
Yeah, I don't know who the speakers are. I know one is Amy, which is Amy Monet.
Amy, and the other is Lady Slugga.
Amy is
Imani. Yeah. So, which one's Lady Slugga? Holla at your boy. Hello?
This is Lady Slugga right here.
Yeah, hi. And Imani. Amy.
That would be me.
All right. Okay. Now I know the difference between the two. I didn't know who the hell was talking, man. I was like, what's up? All right. You can mute me back. I just wanted to ask that.
Wait, what were you going to ask? Oh, you just wanted to differentiate from... You just wanted to know who their names were? That's it? No other information?
Well, no, I just wanted to know
that's
what,
it.
Who
that's
was
all you
who.
Needed.
I didn't know who was who.
Whoa, Belinda suddenly woke up, and she says she loves to flirt on cam. She loves to dance and play. Sometimes she's at the site. Maybe I'll log on later and play. Absolutely, baby. Oh, wow. She's got the Cam 4 up and I am logging on kids to that.
Vince.
Free live sex webcams.
Let me, hey, look. What, look, dude.
She's fucking, she's
Patriot,
not serious. Is
she said that her and Patriot Greg's going to make a porno. That's what she said. She said in another room, I swear to God.
I'm not trying to talk about anything, but
she said her and Patriot Greg's going to make a porno together or something.
Who said that?
All right,
Melinda?
Yeah, keep us up to date.
Melinda.
Keep us up
yeah.
to date. Let us know where we can
well, look, hey,
log in.
I spent $5, man, and it brought me to some damn camel humping shit, you know? And I was pissed,
uh-huh.
dude. I don't want to see no camel
humping.
Yeah, that was nasty. She ripped me off. I want, in fact, Melinda, I want my $5 back. That was nasty.
Oh, my God.
Melinda, are you sure
well,
the people at Camel Humping site?
You got to call in and defend yourself here.
Hey, Vince, man, can you hook me up, dog? Can you talk to that chick and get my $5 back, dude? That was nasty, man.
I'm trying to get her on the line, dude. I'm trying to tell her to call in and defend herself.
Ooh, especially when that thing's
unless
big.
Unless
oh,
she can't refute
God.
It.
Come on, Melinda, call
what
the
hell?
All right, I'm trying not to laugh, man. I'm trying not to laugh. That, but you got to admit, Vince, I mean, that's kind of messed up, dude. She's going to rip me
what?
Out of $5, homie. I mean, you know, I'm
you
kind of
you paid $5
too.
To see her on a cam? And why? Well, what happened? Why were you not satisfied?
No, nah, man, she told me that her and Patriot Greg was making a porno, okay? So I was like, all right, that's cool. So she posted a link in the chat room, and I was like, all right, you know, I don't know Greg, so I don't know her. You know, I mean, if you know, like me and you, Vince, I wouldn't watch a porn with you in it because I kind of know you a little bit. You know, I've been talking to you and knowing you and everything. But I don't know Greg, and I don't know Melinda. So, you know, I was like, all right, we could watch that. Man, I go in there, it's dude, it's like Aladdin getting bang with a camel or something. Ah, that was nasty. Dude, I want my $5 back. That was disgusting. You know? I'm just waiting for some extra charges to come on my American Express, you know? It's like, ah, damn.
Mm-hmm.
That was disgusting.
Yeah, you gotta
dude.
Watch out of that.
Can you talk
that.
To her? Can you talk to her and see if you can get my $5 back?
She can
dude,
hear you.
She's in the chat right now,
chat
bro.
Room.
You should chat with her.
Yeah, but she won't
he
listen to me. Every time
liar.
I talk to her, she just ignores me. Can you talk to her for me?
She says, what? Who is this guy? I don't even know him.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
she has no idea. She has no recollection
of
whatsoever.
Yeah, tell her to go back through American Express cards and tell me who I am. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was disgusting, dude. Blech.
She only takes
thank
Visa.
You did it well. You didn't see what you were paying for before you paid for it?
No, it was just a link, and I clicked on it and said, pay here to watch more, and I clicked
and you used
it. And,
an American,
you know,
you said you use an American Express?
Yeah, yeah. It
right.
asked you what
right.
card you want to choose from, and I put American Express, and I typed in my numbers and everything, and bam, I'm looking at camel sex. I'm like, what the hell?
Camel sex. Like literally camels
yeah.
having sex?
With a girl, though. It wasn't with two camels. It was with a girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
Melinda.
Dude, that was
Melinda was having sex.
She said that she doesn't accept American Express. But if you want to go
yeah.
to this website, it's called kissentertainment.web.com. That site accepts American Express.
Nah, look, guys, I'm messing with y'all. I was just trying to
and MasterCard,
Melinda,
too, right,
I
if
mean,
I'm
Melinda,
not mistaken.
I'm messing with you guys. I was just trying to see what Melinda would accept. Hey, Melinda, will you accept Discover? What's up? Let's see what she said. Because I got Discovery, you know, and how much. I want to know how much per hour. Everybody got silent. It's a joke. I'm not going to pay for some chick.
We're all
no,
laughing on the
joke.
Inside right now.
Everybody's just quiet like, is she going to say something? What,
we were waiting
much?
To see who was going to say something next.
Nah. Hey, Vince.
Yeah.
You ever had your ass kicked by laundry?
By laundry?
Yeah, Tracy's saying her laundry kicked her ass tonight.
Oh, I thought you meant like there's a band called Laundry.
For real?
There really is. They were really, really good. Tim Alexander was a drummer from Primus. Great
okay.
band.
Well, Okay, well, we got
to
go.
Melinda, I'm scared to go to your link.
I know. She,
no, don't.
Oh, I already saw this one. I already saw this one. She's trying
sure.
to.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, this is the one with the ugly, this is the ugly, the picture with the, or the site with the ugly picture of, what's her face, Michelle Obama.
Yeah, she's pretty scary in some pictures, I have to admit.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, man. Dude, Melinda's a trip. And
she is. She's a piece of work, I tell you.
Amy.
Melinda Dash in.
Yeah.
Jamie on I don't know her last name, but God, Jamie is a, ooh. She scares me. She makes my pee pee want to hide. Mhm.
Oh my God. Who's Jamie? We don't.
Jamie
see.
Normally comes out on Rich and Mr. E show. Well, Mr. E and Rich, or whatever. Oh, that chick, she is something off. You gotta see.
I never heard of those shows. Did you, Vince?
AZ UFO, the AZ UFO show.
Oh yeah.
Or Mr. E and something. I forgot the name of the show. I gotta go tomorrow.
Vince.
Hey, PD, your connection is kind of getting choppy there. It's hard to tell what you're saying. But what were you going to say, ladies? Lady?
Yeah, I was going to say exactly what you just said.
Oh. Yeah. All right, so let's see if you can, let's see if you maybe you want to call back in, try another line, try on a landline. If your cell phone's having problems.
Oh, God, Melinda. Like, really? You see what
shaving
Melinda
your
just said?
Area? Melinda, do you have a cam going right now showing you that doing this?
She said that she had an audience of 1,300. Melinda, I hope you don't have children and you're shaving your snatch on the internet. Like, come on now. 1,300 viewers? Who does that? Where are you from?
I don't know. I mean, 1,300 viewers is a lot. That's like...
Do you get paid for that? 1,300
times
what? Do they all
pay
you? 1,300
times 5? What is that? So I can't do math. Where's my accountant?
5,000. It's like, wait, 0, 0, 15, 5,
it's like 6,500.
Yeah.
So every time she does a show, she makes like... $6,000.
Like, really? Do you really do that? You're single. No, that's cool. You're single, but you don't have kids, do you? I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying you're shaving your crotch.
Sounds to me like she's multiple.
Do you get paid $5 for every 1,300 people that watched you do that? Let us know right now. Amy, are you going to start building the website so we can shave too?
Nope.
Melinda, I want to see a side-by-side comparison of your snatch and Michelle Obama's snatch.
No, it's free.
God.
Is that what you said? No, that's not allowed. I do it because it's fun.
Oh, my God.
Wow. No kids. Well, that's good. I'm glad. But it's free? Like, who does that?
But she's a kid because she's only 14.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. What are you shaving, then?
It's not... You don't get paid? Are you kidding me? Why are you doing it?
Exactly.
Why don't you just do it right now?
That's
why don't you
crazy.
Just do it right now for us, then? I mean, we only got 6 minutes to go here. We gotta get to the climax now, baby.
We're all about the dollar bills, yo.
Right.
Hey, did you ladies hear about the fact that Obama mentioned the Mumbai attacks and met with relatives of those killed, but neglects to mention Fort Hood Jihad massacre or meet with the soldiers' relatives?
Really?
Wow.
You didn't hear about that?
No.
Uh-uh.
Did you know Michelle Obama can play hopscotch?
I saw her move. I saw her dancing.
You know, I heard that there was some footage of her and him both dancing, and they were repeating it over and over on CNN or something.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I never saw it. I missed it.
Yep.
Wow.
Melinda, I really would love you for you to call into the program one of these times. Because you sound like you're a freak. Her last boyfriend used to make her shave her pussy every 3 days because it said it made her look younger.
Well, I needed to know that to sleep well tonight.
Mm.
How about you, lady?
If you really must know... I haven't done it in a while.
You haven't done it? You haven't shaved there in a while, you mean? You haven't done
it? That's what I mean. Didn't we speak about this before?
It's just like a jungle down there.
It's not too much of a jungle. I wasn't really ever that hairy.
It's like, where's Axl Rose?
Excuse me?
Welcome
Axl
to the jungle.
Oh my god, that's funny. No, it's not that hairy, but I haven't shaved in a while. I mean, my boyfriend's not here, so
it looks like you have buckwheat in a neck lock.
Not really. Like I said, I'm really not that hairy to begin with, but you know, I haven't done that in a long time. So.
I just like to keep it nicely trimmed in a landing strip.
Yeah, trimmed up, you know, a little landing spot for no reason at all whatsoever. But yeah, it's trimmed up and pretty, you know.
What about you, Amy?
I keep mine nice and trimmed in a landing strip.
Nice.
Oh, God, Melinda, now you're taking it a little too far.
I shaved one time. It was kind of really weird. My girlfriend, we heard at the time, we heard somewhere that it felt really good if both people were shaved. Like if the guy and the girl both shaved all the way down and just like, we heard it's really, sensation was different, so we tried that and it was, but then it was kind of weird too, and I got a weird rash, and it looked kind of weird too, but it felt good.
Did you see the other question?
And do I do anal? I'm not bi, I'm hetero, I'm not gay, and do I do anal? My policy pretty much is that anal, when it comes to anal, is my anus at least is exit only.
Yeah, that's gross.
Now, I have had some female friends request various things to be done anally, and I like to be a team player, so, you know, if a girl wants it, you know, I'll try it. And I've tried that, and I don't know, it's all right. Sometimes it's kind of gross.
It is gross. What are you talking about?
It's totally gross. It's totally gross. But in the heat of the moment, when you're fucked up, you're just like, you know, you're drunk and stoned and whatever. It's just like, oh, what the heck?
Oh, what the heck? No. No, 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 no. I'm not going to say that I'm an angel. I mean, I have tried it before.
What a great
not,
way to wrap up the program.
It is not fun.
What a great
I've had
way.
It used
I've had it used as punishment before. So.
Wow. Yeah, that would be good punishment. She said that she did it a few times in the chat room. It's, I don't, like, you know, I don't know what to say about it. For me, how I felt about that situation was it feels like a turd is going in and a turd is coming out. That is not something that is exciting.
Oh my God.
That stimulates other muscles that should be stimulated.
Turd coming in. Yeah.
That stimulates muscles during sex that shouldn't be stimulated. Like, do you want to make love or do you want your girlfriend to shit in the bed when you're having sex? Like, get out of here. That's disgusting.
Yeah. That's totally disgusting. Abhorrent.
Oh, man.
That's good, Blog Talk, newbie. We're glad that you're not giving or receiving. That's yucky, cocky, yucky. No. No. There's a reason why people scream when they do that. Ew, and then you see them chicks on videos where they show, like, you're ill. Ew. People, their buttholes that you throw a quarter in. It's disgusting.
I'm sorry? A quarter in your butthole?
No, it's talking about, if you, I know that you've seen videos where they do that, and then it's their buttholes.
No, I've never seen a video where people are putting, like, money inside of
What I'm saying is, when they do that, when you see the pornos where they do that, their buttholes look monstrous. Like, you could throw a quarter in that bitch.
She's
like,
saying it gets stretched out from doing that over and over.
Gross. Yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't that cause you to shit all the time? What did you say?
I think you just don't have farts that make any noise.
Melinda said
that would validate the shart word then, huh? They wouldn't fart. They'd be like, oh, damn, I think I just shit my pants. They'd be like, that's what you get for doing it in the butt. You know what I mean? The fuck? Your archives must be great. I wish I could see people's faces when they listen to them.
Melinda said
just look for the short, thin Asian
chick.
Oh, my God.
Right.
That's
right.
Like half of all the...
Yeah, that narrows it down. Thanks a lot for the tip, Melinda N., if that is your real name.
Short, thin Asian chick. And you're taking it in the butt, Melinda. I'm so sure that you are.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here. Shut up.
Well, she said she liked it sometimes because she felt like she was being shattered, totally broken open by it. Like, why would you like that sensation?
Who's a freak, Melinda? We're not shaving our crotches on camera for free. Like, get out of here. A freak. Who's a freak?
Yeah, I went to that site. There's like half the people there are agents.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm so sure you're doing it for free.
Yeah, she's just doing it out of the kindness of her heart. Just providing a service.
Can you imagine? What kind of conversation is that?
What was
what
it? Cam 4 or something?
Cam for Cam.
Cam for Cam?
Mm-hmm. Melinda, you should go to another site that's called Get It On. And the people on there do stuff like that, too.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Get It On? Just getiton.com?
Yeah. What are you doing tonight? Oh, well, after I shaved my crotch online, I was going to cook dinner.
That sounds cool. I'm going there for sure.
I imagine it's probably easier to do it that way.
GetItOn.com. Yeah. Let's get it on. Yeah. Join now for free. Oh, yeah. Get it on for free. Nice. That's what I want. Tracy.
It's funny because I'm not going to lie, Vince. I made a site. I made a page on that Get It On shit. No, I kind of did a little bit of a video, but nothing funny or nasty like that. I did it kind of comical, and I held up pieces of paper from my tablet and wrote stuff on it. And I was directing them to a couple other websites that way.
So you have to match your sexual compatibility. So getting oral sex, got to have it, want it, curious about it. Not that important to me, willing to try if asked, never going to happen. Oral sex.
Oral sex?
Giving oral sex. Giving oral sex.
Yeah. I want to give. I don't care about receiving.
Yeah. You got to have it or want it?
I got to have it. But
so
I want to give it.
This, yeah.
She wants
well, that's
to
what this
give
is.
It.
Just giving. Giving oral sex. So I guess I'll fill this out for you. How about receiving? Gotta have it, want it, curious about it, not that important, willing to try, never going to happen. Receiving oral sex.
It's not that important.
Not that important to you?
No.
Receiving.
Yeah, it's not that important.
Why is it not that important?
It's just never been something that was, like, really that big with me.
Especially when they can't do it right.
Because
by the time they're done, your shit's numb. You're like, oh, my God. Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. It's not that important to me either.
If I have someone who, like, really knows what they're doing, then, yeah, of course. But most guys
don't. So what you're saying is that you've learned to be to not get your hopes up for something like that?
Right. Yeah, because sometimes people when
that's terrible.
Because sometimes when they talk about eating pussy, they take that literally, and I'm not trying to have you chew on my shit for a half an hour. Now
yeah.
It's numb.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like that's
no,
crazy.
I understand. There's people. There's guys. There's people on both sides of oral sex, or all sides of the oral sex that don't know what they're doing down there.
Mm-hmm,
on both
exactly.
teams.
But I enjoy giving, so and it's not like I'm not going to give because I don't get either.
Right.
Because, I mean, there's other things that I like more anyways, so.
Right.
Okay, so I suppose giving anal sex as top or receiving anal sex as bottom are pretty much never going to happen for either of you ladies.
Never. Never, 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 never.
Right.
Remember, turd going in, turd coming out.
Sex, okay, moving on. Sex toys, alone or with a partner? Gotta have it, want it, curious about it, not important. Willing to try it fast, never going to happen. Sex toys, alone or with a partner?
Of course.
Gotta have it?
I don't gotta have it, but I mean... It's a nice added something, you know, every now and then.
Yeah. Now, how about with a partner, though? Do you like it with a partner? Is it, or does it matter, or what?
Either or is fine.
Yeah, it's all right with a partner, I guess.
What about on camera?
With someone that I'm in a relationship with, that's different, but I'm not just like, you know, I'm not just trying to make videos.
Yeah, right? Like, yeah. I'm going to shave, and then I'm going to play with myself. Let me go make sure that everybody on Blog Talk Radio knows that I'm doing this tonight also. Like,
right?
That's crazy. Who the hell was that lady?
Like, I'm willing to do things, and, like, I'm freaky and stuff, but that's with the person that I'm with. Like,
right.
I'm not just down for anything and everything whatsoever and whatever. So. This is stuff in a relationship. So, yeah.
Okay. What about cyber sex? Gotta have it, want it, curious about it.
Willing to try, does it say that, willing to try? Or no, doesn't it?
Yes,
yeah,
it does.
Is there willing to try?
Willing to try, okay. All right, let's try it then. How about sex in public places? Do you guys like sex in public places?
That's,
is that what you want?
Yeah.
Does that add any?
I love that.
Yeah, me too.
That's great.
Where are some of the places you've had sex?
I've been on a golf course before.
This is a pretty funny answer for me. Are you ready for this one? On the rooftop of a movie theater. And I was smoking a blunt at the same time. Now, mind you, my job is across the street from the movie theater. So when I went back to work, I've gotten a pretty couple laughs, you know what I'm saying? Because they didn't really see much. They just seen me kind of hanging over the roof smoking a blunt.
Mm-hmm.
And the head behind me.
Nice.
Were you doing on the rooftop? I don't know. I don't know what you're talking
just
about.
Just hanging over the side of the railing, just looking at stuff, smoking, taking it in the tush.
Inside? No, not in the tush. Never. Not in the butt.
Well, not in
don't
the tush, but
doggy style.
Doggy style. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But now in the movie theater is a different story. That's kind of fun. Because you know you got to be quiet and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
In that theater is pretty fun. But I've done it outside in a lot of different places. Like.
Yeah.
Adam and Eve in it, you know, stuff like that.
Adam and Eve?
Yeah, like, you know.
Naked, you just go naked frolicking in the forest or something?
Yeah.
In the garden.
Or your neighbor's garden. You
know, frolicking.
Covering ourselves up with leaves and stuff, being funny.
Well, that's hot.
The beach. That's good, too.
Yes. How about being tied up?
Oh, heck yeah.
I don't know. I'm a little scary about tied up shit because now that goes back to the ass play. If I get somebody ties me up and tries to stick it in my butt, I will flip right out. So, no, I don't like to be tied up. Don't trust people.
Well, see,
I think you can set parameters before,
them.
Though.
What did
you say? You can set up parameters before. You say, "Yeah, you can tie me up. Just don't go through. Go to, you know, stick anything up my cornhole."
Yeah, but then that makes them think about it more. You know what I mean? Like, that shit is crazy. That's not.
But
I just mashed my face.
If you set ground rules like that to begin with, and someone goes ahead and does it, then they don't respect you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but you never had anybody slip and stab you on accident?
Well, yeah, but that was like...
I smashed my face right off of a TV and gave myself a bloody nose one time that way. My head almost went through the TV. What the fuck are you doing? You just ruined everything. Now I don't want to do it. Get off of me. Like, no. That's yuck. Yuck. And, you know, it's not like, I don't want to sound like, God forbid your archive listeners or anybody that's still listening to Overtime is like, oh, I don't like gays or anything like that. No, I'm cool with everybody. Like, I have nothing against people that choose to do that just for myself. No, and I wouldn't want to watch it or see it either. Like, as far as gay men, Holy crap. I got a message from a dude named Imani the Misfit. Did either of you get that message?
No. What did it say?
Imani the Misfit. He is a bisexual rapper. And he asked me to have an interview with him on my show. And, you know, I had to think about it for a little while, and I asked a few other people what they think. And Mrs. PG said that she was going to, but I myself, I listened to the first track that he sent me, and I think, I don't know, like, I want to show him love. Like, I accepted his friend request and shit, but I can't play a dude on my show talking about fucking another dude. Because all them dudes that are on my show that are indie rappers and shit like that would probably never come back to my show. But the first, Imani the Misfit, his name is. If you go to my BTR page, you'll see him in my friends. Click on it. And then click on his very first song. Holy crap. Yeah. That threw me off. He's really cute, though. He's really cute. I guess he's a model, too, I think. He's really cute, and, you know, he's doing his things. I give him a lot of respect and props. You know, he just came out, I guess. So it's a big thing with him being a bisexual rapper. But, hey, he might have opened the door for everybody else that's still in the closet. See fucking Ja Rule featured on one of his videos.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Ja Rule.
I'm a man interested in meeting a woman. I'm looking for one-on-one sex, threesome, group sex, cyber sex with cam. Your relationship status, single. How would I describe my sexual appetite?
Very thirsty.
Starving.
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Blah, 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 red tape and hoops to jump through here. Minutes away from making sweet love with some beautiful woman here on getiton.com.
Do you see how their IM is
getting it on? Any minute here, I'm going to be getting it on.
Where do you see how them IMs start popping up? They pop up like crazy. And you get confused and it's nuts.
Mm-hmm. I'm Buckethead 333. Please describe your sexual appetite. I said starving. Oh, 10 characters minimum. My sexual appetite. I have a healthy sexual appetite. Yeah, that's more than 10 characters. So you're on here, Slugga?
Yeah, I am. And actually, I think that I'm under my Lady Slugga name, too.
Really?
I wonder if
I wonder if it'll match us up. I wonder if we'll get it on tonight. Smoking. Smoking hot. more about me, because this is about me. Endowment. Wow. They really go at it, don't they? So what do you guys think? Does endowment matter?
Does well endowed mean better? Is that what you just said?
Essentially, yeah.
I'm not so much of about length. It's more about the width and knowing what you're doing.
So if I'm hung like a thermos.
Holy crap.
Look at some thermoses are pretty big, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I drink a lot of coffee. I'm trying to, now they want my login and my password. Do I, am I making up a password here? What is this? Interesting. Get it on. User password and email did not match our records. God damn it, I can't get it on right now. Oh, Sorry, Slugger. We'll have to get it on and get it on later. Wow, man. Speaking of getting it on, we were getting it on in the chat room there for a while there. There's a lot of people in the show chat for a while. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Is there anybody still in your chat room? When my show ended today, people were coming in late, and they were here in my archive, and they thought that it was the show that was live.
Yeah.
So it was pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes I catch shows that the show's over, but the chat room's still open, and people are still chatting. So you just listen to the archive, listen to the show that you just missed while you're chatting with the people who are just in that show. Sure. It's kind of part of the experience, I guess. Good times. Oh, wow, my switchboard came back up. That's so weird. Usually it, like, just doesn't give me control.
Thank you, very nice.
Yep. Still have complete control of switchboard.
Oh my God, I haven't checked this email in so long. I have 54 emails.
That's it? Oh my God, I have like 5,000 unread emails.
Oh, this is
I have like 800.
Oh, well, this is like in 3 days that I didn't check it. Maybe four.
Ooh, so you're one of those people that's like on top of it. You're always like, you go through everything.
It sucks because I have OCD and it affects me in a lot of different ways. So yeah, with my emails, I keep them clean.
That's
even
good. No,
spam.
That's good. That's how it should be. Mine's a mess. I need someone to. I should just clean my password and just have you clean it all out.
Look at this, brunette whore. In my email.
Perfect.
It's
a match.
Uh-huh. I'm trying to see. I have. Oh my God, some of these emails. It's a lot of Twitters. A lot of Twitters in there.
You get direct messages on Twitter or lots of people adding you, or both?
I get some direct messages. Some people adding me. I get a lot of, "Would you play my song? Here's my song. And then yesterday, I was mortified. Like, I tried to listen to what PG said with not listening to the songs before they go on the show, so she's not prejudgmental, but fuck that. I have to listen to them first. You never know what somebody's going to send you, and then you just put it on air, and you don't even know what it is yet. I had to cut some people off yesterday. I like all kinds of music, and, you know, sometimes shit is funny, sometimes it's not. And with a lot of these younger, the kids that are rapping, just they sound a lot like a lot of other people, but a lot of my listeners don't want to hear about nuts splashing all over somebody's face. You know what I mean? Talking about all kinds of stuff.
Nuts what?
Like, you know what I mean? They're talking about getting head and coming all over chicks' faces and shit in their songs. Like, that's ridiculous. Not everybody wants to hear
that. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Would you rather them talk about shooting up ladies and raping them?
No, I'm not saying that. It's just that
they're trying to make sweet love to their woman.
No, but the way that they were saying it was bad, and some of them, like, talking about shoving it down her throat and touching her lungs. Like, are you serious? This is supposed to be a fun thing. I'm not supposed to be gasping for air and fucking... Like, my throat isn't a garden. You don't need to plant your seeds all down my throat, and then you're trying to tackle my lungs and shit. Who talks about that? All these young rappers have a lot of weird things that just aren't really necessary in their songs.
Preaching to the choir, sister.
Yeah. I have a lot of different emails. This crap. The best is one of the shows that I go to, that I listen to a lot and listen to their music, like, we all know that this is the internet, and, like, we may probably not ever meet each other, like, face to face. You know what I mean? And one of the dudes that I listen to their show, I call him my BTR boo. Everybody knows I have a boyfriend, and I'm never going to cheat on him. You know, it's been a year already. I'm good. I'm waiting for him. That's how it is. But this one dude, I call him my BTR boo. And how about his bitch sends me a message talking about, ooh, you better watch who you're talking to. I was like, are you fucking for real? And she messaged me like 5 times. I'm kidding. I'm not kidding, bitch. That's my man. Like, all this kind of shit that she was sending me. Like, oh, my God. For the time you're spending right now sending me messages, you could be on Borders buying your child a book. Like, go read something. Do something positive. You're harassing me about BTR. Like, fuck out of here. I can't believe it. She kept messaging me, though.
For real. Crazy.
That is crazy. Like, I'm supporting your man, and I'm supporting his music. And what are you doing? You should be doing the same thing. You're harassing everybody. And then she told me that she was on my show, and she was like, fuck your show. I was at your show, too. I was like, oh. I'm going to commit suicide now. This bitch ain't coming to my show. Like, get out of here.
Exactly.
And then, of course, he sent me a message telling me that he had the worst 2 days of his life because he had a deal with her and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, all right, well, am I allowed to come to your show anymore? If she sees Lady Slugga in there, is she going to tell you that you can't see your kids no more? Like, you fucking kidding me? Come on now.
You're like, I promise I won't call you my BTR boo no more.
Right? And then when I call in the show, he IMs me real quick and was like, don't mention nothing about that on the air. Like, I was going to completely blow him up. Like, what's wrong with your girlfriend, man? You know, it's one thing if a chick doesn't have a good man, you know what I mean? And their man is just a piece of shit and whatever. But if you have a good dude that's doing something positive, like how dare you harass him? You know what I mean? Some women drive good men away. Mm-hmm. And with the situation that I'm in right now, it's not fucking fair. To not, like, it sucks, actually. I only get to see my baby once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks for 8 hours. It's crazy.
Yeah. There's actually some relationships that I've had that probably would have been better off if that's how it was set up.
That's how it was set up.
Yeah.
Weird.
You probably have the ideal relationship, actually.
I was just going to say, it's probably a little bit healthy for us because we certainly appreciate
each other. It keeps you wanting more, right? You know, you get things are fresh every time you see each other.
I'm very careful with our visits because I would never want to jeopardize our visits. You know, we have long visits, they're contact. You know, when we walk in, we're allowed to hug and kiss and stuff, and then we have our visit, and then when I leave, we're allowed to hug and kiss and stuff when I leave. If we have arguments, like the leaving part sucks, which last Friday was one of those visits. The visit was fine all the way up until the last half hour, and then when it was time for me to go, like, the kiss was just like, it pisses me off. He apologized, though. Like, just because we had a little stupid argument for a half an hour doesn't mean that you should punish me by not kissing me. Bastard. Made me so mad. But it might be
terrible.
An idea.
At least you have your BTR booze, BTR shoulder to cry on.
I know, now I need a new one. I need a new BTR boo.
I'll be your BTR boo.
We were just going to say, Vince is accepting.
If I say that in the chat room, I'm not going to get no chick screaming at me, am I?
Blue Sky might. Blue Sky was very tame tonight, though. I think what helped out tonight was that there was way too many people around. I think she might have been intimidated or something. I don't know. She kind of bailed early.
She did. I was surprised.
But she's been holding it down like pretty strong the whole week.
Maybe she was hoping to have you alter herself.
I know.
Right?
She's had me alter herself. But those days are over now. Moving along.
Vince is blowing it up.
That's right. Rambo's still sleeping in my chat room.
Is he?
I think he fell asleep in bed.
He'll wake up listening to the archive. He'll be laughing. That's great when that happens. I woke up plenty of times in somebody's chat room still.
Yeah, I've done that too.
He'll wake up right to the part we're talking about anal.
Yeah, right? Subconsciously, he probably heard that whole conversation. He's going to wake up all wet and shit.
No. Kind of gross. I don't want to. No offense to Rambo, but I don't want to get to, thanks. I really don't want the visual of Rambo getting wet. I don't know what that means. Does that mean like? Like the little pre-jizz stuff? Is that what getting wet is for guys? That's what I think of. I think guys, when I get moist, yeah, a little pre-jizz comes out.
That happens on my visits a lot of times. It's funny because when the visit's over and he has to stand up, it's pretty funny.
Yeah. He's got a boner. He's pitching a tent.
One time he flipped out because when he stood up, one of the guards like looked at him, but didn't just glance, like looked and stared and kept staring and looking. He was like, "Yo, you might not
not staring at my cock right now?
Hey, you want a piece of this, huh?
No, he was pissed off. He don't play that shit. And dude, like, steady walked and stared, like, as he was passing, still looking.
Have you guys ever done kick? Have you ever kicked somebody? I'm going to kick you right now, Spugga. Do you really want to kick Leggedy Spugga? Yes.
Kick somebody?
I just kicked
why
you.
You
kick. Oh, that's what it means. I kicked you out of my chat. That's what it means. Kick you. I thought it meant like kick you, like wake you up.
Oh.
But it was like I kicked you out of the chat room.
That's funny. I can't wait till my show tomorrow so I can kick people. That's gonna be hilarious. Be like, oops.
No, but you don't want to do that.
Oops, Mac, I'm sorry.
So it's just me and Rambo now sleeping over here. Damn it. Well, okay, that's what kick means. I've never had to kick anybody out of my chat room ever. I've been kicked out of chat rooms.
I'm always kicked out of, not on BTR, I was never kicked out of a chat room. But at Frostwire site, did you ever go there? Frostwire? It's just like LimeWire, but it has a chat room. So I try to go in the chat room, and they let these people say whatever the hell they want in these chat rooms. And these people are like 12 to 16 years old. And I'm kidding when I say that. It's not like I go to teenager chat rooms. But these people say whatever the hell they want. And I put up a little post. I'm a Sicilian chick in PA, and blah, you know, I say nice things and talk about the Blog Talk Radio, and boom, you're kicked out of the room for flooding, spamming, all that shit. Like, I'm really not spamming. I'm just trying to tell people about my show a little bit. And being that Frostwire is a music site, I figured they'd want to talk about music in the chat and not talking about playing with themselves. Like, some chat rooms are really ridiculous.
Yeah. See, I like to chat about that. I just play with myself as I'm chatting.
There's a lot of chatters that do that in the chat rooms.
Oh yeah.
Like, is there any girls in here? I'm touching myself. These are the stupidest messages.
That's what chat roulette's for, bro. Have you guys ever been on chat roulette?
Chat roulette, no.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Where's that at, and what's that link?
Chatroulette.com.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. It's notorious, though, for... You're going to see a lot of cocks. Like cocks. This is your site. It's really simple. There's no login or anything. You just like you turn on your camera and you're on it. I think your camera it senses your camera. You go to chatroulette.com.
ROUL.
It's chat ROULETTE.com. Oh wow, it's changed. Wow. Changed a little. Well, it looks a little bit different.
There used to be a chat spot a lot of years ago that was called Persian Kitty.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't been there in a long time. But that used to be a great chat room. Like, that was great. But now any of the chat rooms that I've been to all suck. And I have a pretty boring life right now, so... Everything that I do is internet based.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't seen any cocks yet, but just a lot of dudes. one dude in his bathrobe.
Oh, that's great.
gonna call you Cock Hunter Vince.
Cock Hunter Vince. That's right. I'm braving the internet, hunting for cocks on the internet. Dude, this guy, usually like guys see another guy and they just, they move on to the next thing, but this guy's just been like looking at me for a little while. It's kind of weird. Well, this guy's like undoing his pants. He's not going away. He's undoing his pants. Seriously. Well, oh no, he's gone. Can go checks on us. Another dude. Any, there's no chicks on this. Are you guys on this?
No,
maybe
I'm trying to go
just
to
all, it's just for all dudes.
Well, at least there's not at least I haven't seen any cocks yet. That's good. Whoa, hey, whoa. Wow, I saw some boobies there for a second. That was okay.
Let me try. I'm trying to get there right now. Hold on. I have too many pages open. 1, 2, 3. Oh my God, come on.
Most people don't know how to use their sound on here either.
Yeah, well, sometimes when you go to them cam shits, it's funnier not to hear anything anyway. You can make up your own voices for them.
Hey there.
Yeah. That's
hey, there's
funny.
A chick. No way. It's a miracle. And she's not interested in me.
Okay,
she seemed as interested in me as the guys that have been passing on me. Some people, I can hear their audio of me in the background. Oh, she's, wow. She's like, she didn't even give me, these chicks don't even give me a second. They just like switch from me right away. Like, they know within, like, half a second, not even half a second, like I'd say like a tenth of a second, they know that they're not interested in me. It's amazing.
Maybe they're looking for something specific. Maybe she wanted a girl.
I don't know. Well, there was actually a couple of girls, so I hope those two girls meet up and fight each other. Oh, that guy looks scary. Holy shit. Some of these people.
Do you have to open your cam?
Oh, there we go. We got a penis now. Finally found a penis. And somebody put a happy face. That's different. Oh, dark. Good. Thank you for keeping it dark, dude. Dude. Another dude. Have you guys logged on to it yet?
I'm waiting for it. It says initializing.
I'm in bed.
Oh, hey, baby.
But
sorry.
I denied my camera, though.
You denied your camera? That's no fun. Ooh, I can't. I see a leg, but I can't tell if it's a girl or a guy. Is that? Oh, heck.
Come on! Why is it taking so long? Transferring data, and then it has an
sure
IP. Huh? Yeah, it's chatroulette.com.
Sure, you're a chat. Mm-hmm. And do you have the white background or the weird, like...
It's all colorful.
Yeah.
And on the left corner...
And there's two boxes.
On the left corner...
Hey, chicks. Oh, so they don't even let me talk to them. They don't give me a... They don't give me a shot. Oh, great. There's another penis.
It's not like... There's two little black boxes that are sitting there.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you'll I'll say report, reconnecting, switching, next, stop. Then you want to press next or somebody will just default, like open up to your page. But if you have your thing on your camera off, no one's probably going to stop and talk to you. But you'll get quick flashes of stuff. I've actually seen a lot of chicks on here. I'm surprised. Usually it's just all dudes. Some of these dudes are just like, you tell they're doing other shit at the same time. They're probably like mostly like programmers or whatever. And
all right, I opened my camera.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey baby, what you doing on the ground there? Wow, she at least buffed her thing on for about 5 seconds.
My hair looks disgusting.
Wow.
My hair feels all raggedy.
Oh, nice, dude. The guy just, like, blew a... smoking a joint and just blew a... big cloud of smoke into the camera. Guy just told me, said, fuck me. What the fuck? I didn't do anything on him. I mean, it's not my fault that they matched me up with him. Whoa, that guy looked old.
She looks
cute. Hey there, honey. How you doing? Did you just get out of the shower? What's... Oh, she's gone. No, dude, I'm not watching you lay on your bed. Did we lose Amy? Did Amy fall asleep?
No, go here.
Okay.
So what do you do? Just sit here and wait for the boxes to change? Oh, hi.
Pretty much. Or you can press next. But usually, what blows me away is, what I don't understand is, do you have to press stop? Is that how it works?
Oh.
Because I was wondering, because like some guys, they're obviously, you know.
Wow, are they just waiting for you to put stick all in the camera like that? Wow, that was pretty scary.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm totally here.
Yo, this is a crazy sight. I'm gonna start.
I can't believe we haven't heard of it before.
No, I'm on it right now, looking at. Can they hear us too?
Yeah, if you turn your microphone on, yeah.
Wow. Oh, and you could type in that other box in the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah, you could always chat. Hey.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Listening to... Oh, wow, she totally dumped me. Hey, what's up, dude? What up, dude? Later, dude.
I wonder if this is a wild site.
What the hell is she talking about? I don't understand. These people, a lot of these people are like in the middle. They must be on other chat lines or something. And they have this like going on in the background because. No, dude, don't play her piano. It's too loud.
Wow. Some of these cams that come up, wouldn't it be hilarious if we could record these and put them on our shows?
You can record them. You can get software that will record. Like, it'll just, you know, you can do a screenshot of your screen. It'll do the same thing, but video.
Like, some of them just have their dick right up on the screen and they're, like, jerking off as soon as they see you.
Mm-hmm. They're already there. They're armed and ready.
Yeah, they're ready to go.
Just waiting for their marching orders. Ew, I don't know. Do I want to know what that is? It's like a close up of it could be a butt. It could be a butt. It could be cleavage. It could be somebody's finger knuckles for all I can tell. Nah, it's your knuckles. Yeah, I called it. What a trip. I guess tripping. It was his fingers, by the way.
What'd you say?
Like, it just looked like there was like this butt crack on the screen, but you couldn't tell. It just looked like flesh and like a little crack. And it looked like it could be cleavage. It looked like it could be somebody's butt. And it was just his knuckles, like his finger knuckles, just pressed up against his screen.
God, what kind of
psyche
have we had?
What? I can't believe we haven't run into each other yet.
I know, I've been through 100 people already. Hi.
Whoa. Hi, good.
I can't hear you, buddy. What's that behind you?
Yeah, whoa. Yeah, dude, no, I'm not interested, bro.
There's probably wow. They have their speakers kind of loud on the other side. I just heard myself.
Yeah.
Hello?
You hear them?
Yeah. Hello, I am Russian. I am liking you.
I hate the way I look on camera.
Wow, this one guy is like really far away from the camera. He's like way... It's almost like a surveillance camera. Oh, there you are.
Oh, my God.
What a trip. Now it's causing like a weird audio loop.
so funny. I was just about to say, look at this guy with headphones on.
Were you? You were just about to talk shit about me?
No. Oh, holy crap!
What are you? Are you? Are you in bed?
I'm in my living room.
Oh. Looks like you're lying down.
You are.
Because it looks like you. I've seen pictures of you.
That is correct. I hate the way I look on cam.
No. Well, you're the only female.
I know. I've been seeing a lot of guys.
Wait.
And then the chipmunk.
That's hot. Amy, you're missing out.
Amy, are you on the site too, Amy, or no?
Oh,
no, I'm in bed.
Oh. Can you see this? Did you ever hear of this?
What is that? I don't know what that is.
It's called Zen Herbal Blend. They have a website. It's like smoke, but you can have it delivered to you through the mail.
Really?
Yeah. It's like...
Where?
It has all natural stuff in it, but I'm not even gonna lie. It's like it works. Demania, mullein, mugwort, yarrow flower. The website is called Zen Herbal Blend. XEN Herbal Blend.
I like the real thing myself, the real herb.
I know, but where I live, it's not. I can't find any, so, yeah, I figured I'm. And he forgot about my order. So he sent me 6 extra grams.
Wow.
You look me. Wow. I've seen this site before. I'm probably going to be on this a lot now.
No, really? It's such a naughty site.
I think, let me see if I'm here.
You haven't seen me from the waist down yet, though. You probably scanned out by me earlier when I was from the waist down.
I want to see if what happens when I do this. If it lets me do, I'm going to be blowing up this. Oh, it won't let me.
I'll let you do it.
Oh, can you see that? Did it get to you?
Yeah, your link?
Yeah, that's good. So now I'm going to be on here all the time doing that watch. I'm going to have a bunch of sickos on my show.
I look forward to that.
I know.
I'll have some competition.
Is that what you do? Is that where you found, what's her name? Melinda? Oh, my hair feels disgusting.
I don't know where Melinda came from.
Melinda's everywhere. She's in everybody's chat and on everybody's show.